little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Our next topic area is bronchiolitis. Gemma is a five-month-old baby girl. Her mum has brought her in to see you. She's had a cold and a cough for about a week, but it's been getting worse, and particularly at night, she's tending to be quite wheezy.
Okay, so Gemma's cough, shortness of breath and wheeze suggest that she has something called bronchiolitis. Have you heard of that before?
No, doctor. What is bronchiolitis?
Okay, bronchiolitis is an infection of the small air tubes deep in the lungs. It's caused by a virus, and it only affects babies. Adults just get cold symptoms.
Should I be worried, doctor?
It's not normally serious, but it is at its worst within a day or two, and then it usually gets better over a couple of weeks. Although most babies get better by themselves, occasionally babies need some help in hospital. So if Gemma seems to be working hard with her breathing, flaring her nostrils like a rabbit, or if her skin between or beneath her ribs gets sucked in when she breathes, then we would need to see her straight away. If she's having less than half her usual feeds or fewer wet nappies, or if you're just more worried, let me know. And if she seems suddenly worse and you can't get through to us, you should call an ambulance. Is that okay?
Yes, doctor, sure, that's fine.
Does all of that make sense? I know I've given you quite a lot of information there.
Yes, I understand. Can I give her any medication to help her breathing, like antibiotics?
Well, paracetamol is something that you could give her, which will help make her feel better. Antibiotics won't really help in this situation because the infection is caused by a virus. So antibiotics usually work for bacterial infections, but with this being a viral infection, it's not going to be helpful. What you could do is breastfeeding can be quite helpful to fight against infections, and also I would keep her away from smokers.
That sounds good, doctor.
Okay.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing.